This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I am bringing you a brand new company. And I tell you what, it's not the lack of trying for me to get these guys on the show. I've been reaching out for 6 months or a year, but today they're here. We're talking no other than Puration Inc. Recently, as of September 25th, Goldman Small Cap Research put out a research analyst report on these guys, giving you a little bit more in-depth and insight on the company. Metrics-wise, 2018, they did about $1 million in revenue. In 2019, already the first 6 months, they've done over $1.3 million in revenue. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol P-U-R-A. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, Brian Shibley. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, last year you guys did $1 million in 2018, and then you were probably on a run rate to double that in 2019. Tremendous growth trajectory here. How did we get here, and where do we go from here?
Well, I believe we have a good product that's appealing to consumers. You know, we launched Everx CBD Sports Water into the sports and nutrition market 2 years ago, and have managed to strike a chord that is really fueling our growth with our consumers. We've established an ongoing marketing partnership with the Arnold Sports Festival, both here and in Europe, and which has generated great exposure for Everx. Honestly, I believe we'd have even more sales if we had been more seemingly kept up with production, but we ended up with a lot of sales, and our production we had to learn some lessons. The mixing of CBD and water is not trivial, and we've had to refine our formula once or twice to improve shelf life and maintain the overall quality of the product. That's taken us some time and slowed down on our production and our ability to get our sales out there. But I'd like to believe that our production pains are behind us at this point, and that somehow, you know, and now we're going to move forward with ongoing, faster, more rapid, and better production with a better co-packer. We also have a lot of distributors who are contacting us, and we've been slowing them down until we've managed to get our production issues settled, and we're very confident right now that we're in good shape.
Brian, you've been in the news a lot, putting out a lot of press releases about your news about the coffee from Kenya, tea, beer, especially, you know, joining forces with Everx. What are your plans for new beverages and some of your thoughts of just about the industry growth itself?
Well, the CBD industry is fantastic, and it's growing rapidly, and as more and more people are becoming aware of it, and then with the introduction and the passing of the Farm Bill, it's really helped the production, the smoothing of CBD into the marketplace. And we're looking to expand upon that experience, you know, that we've had with Everx and introduce more CBD-infused beverages. You know, we're combining our entrepreneurial spirit and talent, combining with some methodology. We dove into coffee, tea, and beer based on our gut feeling. But then we also engaged Goldman Small Cap Research to conduct a survey and interest regarding CBD beverages. And the combined results of both our instinct and his methodology told us that we should be moving full steam ahead with this, with it. We've announced Tranquility CBD, and we're in production with it, and we're hoping to have it on the shelf by the end of the year. And in the coffee department, we've entered into a partnership with the Fair Trade coffee grower in Kenya, and have a product now, and are working on the best process for infusing CBD into the coffee grounds. In this product, we're not using the liquid format. We're actually going to give it to you in figuring out how to infuse it into the grounds. And so there's some challenges, but we're going to get through them.
I saw recently you put out a press release about $4 million in revenues next year. That being said, you're going to have to probably change a little bit about production with Everx and improve things. You have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that you know, for next year, what our plans are is to grow into different brands as well. Like we just talked about, coffee, tea, possibly beer, and then really streamlining our production efforts with Everx. So, you know, Goldman has produced a projections for us of 8 million in sales next year. That's not going to
wow.
be, yeah, it's not going to be an easy goal. I'm not going to tell you that we won't get there, but at the same time, we're going to work really hard to do that. you know, we have a huge opportunity here in North America, and now we have contacts and leads into the European and Latin America. So I believe that the 8 million is achievable with even greater growth possible. You know, we're continuing to improve our production, our process, which will be key to our growth. And I think the Aurora and Canopy's recent entrance into the sports nutrition market is validation of Pure's foresight. You know, I think that we're ahead of them, a long way ahead of them, in both production and development and branding. And yes, I think Ferrero will continue to generate interest from suitors interested in the CBD beverage market.
You know, your market cap's around $35 million. I feel it's very undervalued here, under 6 cents a share. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview today?
That we are aggressively pursuing this, that we are acknowledging that we've had some delays due to some production issues and perfecting the product. We got into this early. We jumped into it with both feet, and we've now solved, I won't say 100%, because I don't think you're ever 100% satisfied with what you're doing, but we've satisfied our production issues that we believe that we can go full steam into it. And now we're going to actively encourage, you know, distribution with all the people who are talking to us. So what I believe is that we have a good product, and I think our timing to market is dead on.
Brian, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Like I said, it's been a long time for me to try to get you on the show. I've been trying for about 6 months to a year. My guest today is Brian Shibley. He's the CEO of Puration, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PURA. I feel it's very undervalued here, under 6 cents a share. Brian, thank you so much, and hopefully you become a regular and come back on the show in 40 or 50 days.
I look forward to it. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.